is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Be still. Quiet yourself and listen. Listen to the Lord. Be very still and quiet before the Lord, for He is God, and He has everything under control. He has everything in His power and might. There's no surprises with the Lord, and there's going to be many things coming that will be shocking to people. Men's hearts will fail for the things that are coming upon the earth. The things that people trusted in as they're confounded. The foundation of people as they built their house on sand. As the storm comes, their life, the things they built their life upon are eroded away. And great will be the destruction. In this parable, Jesus spoke specifically to people that would hear but not obey, not be doers of the word of God. There's a lot of emotion. And this is why I bring this caution today in the name of Jesus Christ to His people. To be still. Quiet yourself as one that's weaned from his mother. Listen. Put yourself into the care of the Lord. Surrender. Submit to Him completely. Cleanse your hands, your sinners. Purify your hearts, your double-minded. And truly, be still before the Lord and worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus responded as his disciples asked him concerning the times of the end of the age, the time preceding his coming again to the earth, the time of the Son of Man. And just preceding that, Jesus gave a very deliberate, explicit rebuke to a religious system. Very curt, very to the point of hypocrisy that was with the religious system. And yet there was a temple of God, a house of God that was beautiful, ornate, spectacular. A religious system in that day. And Jesus would walk through the temple. It was his father's house. And it had become corrupt. And they were using the holy things of God for a business, a racket, harming people, ripping people off through the exchange rate. And through a racket, when people were coming to give sacrifices to God, they came from long journeys and had to purchase the sacrifices. And the meaning and the intent of what God was looking for of sacrifice from a broken, sincere heart was missing. And the religious leaders were into their clothing, they were into their titles, accolades, praise of man. They were corrupt inside their heart. And yet they would quote the scripture. And Jesus called them whitewashed tombs. Beautiful on the outside, but corrupt on the inside. How does that happen? It can happen to any one of us. Our hearts. We're to keep with all diligence our heart. Because out of it are the issues of life. And we get caught up in the world and we let our flesh take over. When we let our own independent self-will take over, we align ourselves with Satan, the adversary of God, the murderer, the liar, the thief. And this is what Jesus likened these religious ones to. Sons of Satan. Their father was the devil. And the deeds of their father they would do. You see, they wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord. They wouldn't be quiet and be still. And they missed the appointment of God. They missed what God was doing in that hour. The arrival of King Jesus Christ. See, he didn't look like what they expected. They didn't like his agenda. But Jesus Christ is coming again. And if you are a professing believer in Jesus Christ, beware. Take heed to yourself. lest you be caught up like that religious system, not listening to the voice of the Lord. Is he truly Lord? Are you obeying him? Are you hearing what he's saying? Jesus said, take heed because of the deception. There's going to be so much deception in the earth as we go from this day forward. Great deception. Because the people, the masses, the multitudes, do not love truth. Do not desire truth. An illusion will be just as well. It doesn't really matter. But see, you need, and I need to have the truth. Because God is the truth. And he's given us his word, his scripture, which is the truth, forever settled in heaven. And Jesus Christ himself. You could handle him, wounded, with scars in his hands and feet inside. He's the truth. Count the cost. Lay down your life. Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Jesus. This is the hour to listen to him. Be still. You need to know how to be still within yourself in a time of commotion and clash and crisis. Can you be still before the Lord? Don't worry about the storm. The storms will come and the storms will go. The Lord is faithful. He'll keep you through these days. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 4 and following, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. Many will come in my name saying, I'm Christ, and shall deceive many. There's going to be wars, rumors of wars. There's going to be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. At that point in time, Jesus says in verse 9, they'll take you up, deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Caution. Caution is being voiced by the Spirit of God today. There's so much emotion, so much stress and distress. You don't want to be caught up in it. You don't want to be having your sense of reality affected by emotion of men and women. I'm very aware as we just passed the last election, a lot of emotionalism was stirring, especially in the religious circles. And people were prophesying, motivated by emotion. Does emotion play in prophecy? It may. What is prophecy? It's a gift of the Spirit of God. And God has emotion. He may have brokenness, or he may have wrath, or he may have joy. Or he may have glory and power and love. God has emotion. He's created us in his image and likeness. But beware. Be careful not to be motivated and moved by emotion. The strength of our ministry and prophecy cannot be emotion. It's to be the Spirit of God, the Word of God. As many have been so stirred by their fleshly emotions of being upset, they've prophesied falsely, they've prophesied presumptuously, and not spoken by the Lord. Now, we're not to despise prophecy or to look down upon it, but there's abuses in the realm of Christianity today, in the realm of prophecy. You can take any newspaper in the world today, and you could probably find the section that has the horoscope. And people of the world go to the horoscope on a daily basis, many times, looking for direction, looking for the latest word. Ladies and gentlemen, God does speak today. Praise God. But we're not to be having an abuse, we're going after the latest prophecy, the latest sensationalism, for the latest word. This is why we should be quiet before the Lord, to be still and know his voice. And his voice will be heard in the voice of the prophets. It'll be bring confirmation to you. I'm bringing caution today. Why? Because Jesus said, take heed, lest any man deceive you. There'll be many false prophets, many false prophecies, many being led astray. And the Lord's not willing that any of you would perish. God does not want any to perish, but that all would come to repentance, to acknowledging of the truth. The world does not want truth. The world will line up and kill truth, as they did before. They will call upon the governing powers of the world to stop this voice of the truth. Kill him! Kill him! They will cry. This is what Jesus has said. They lay hands upon you. They deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. See, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. He's master. He is the king. We owe our allegiance to him because he's purchased us in his own blood. He's laid down his life, not to do his own will, but the will of him that sent him, the Father. And as these days come of calamity, they will, the worlds, the governments, and even a false religious system will merge together against the Lord and against his Christ. And they will cast aside the restriction and the cords. And they will forsake the law of God, creating a law of man that's of rebellion. And the stage has been set. Anything goes. It's all relative. This is what they say. And this is why being true to the Lord Jesus Christ, being true to his truth, will bring you into a clash to be hated of all men. Caution. Caution. Be still before the Lord. Listen to him. That still, small voice. The entrance of his word gives faith. Faith as a shield that will quench the fiery darts, the buckler, and the devices of the enemy, and will shield you through these days. But you must hear the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the truth of the Lord, and that will build your faith, and you will endure until the end. And you'll be a shining one in the midst of a dark world. In Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. This whole psalm speaks to us in our day of calamity. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Be still.